As those before us have warned, winter is coming. And with that, the Winter Olympics are here. 2 weeks of the world's greatest to do their thing, doing their thing for the world to see and for us to cheer on. From sledding to ice and puck, from ski stuff to that gay ice dancing, and everything in between. And now, the only radio show to not only acknowledge and honor our heroes as they battle the forces of the world, but the only radio show willing to talk at some undetermined amount of length about those who do compete.
Exactly.
It's time for a Winter Olympic update from the Hardline.
Wow, thank you.
Featuring Curling Corby, Bobsled Bob, and Dave.
I feel like that could have been edited a little bit.
Yeah, who knows?
That's awesome.
All right, so last night, I am kind of bored. Everybody's shutting it down at the household, and I see that there's college basketball on, and I'm like, yeah, but there's no, I already forgot the guy's name for Kansas, Peterson, future Maverick.
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl. He's not playing, and I'm not interested, and so let's fly over to the Olympics. So I flew over to the Olympics, and I turned it on, and the very first thing I see is women's speed skating.
Okay.
Which,
not bad.
No, I mean, I heard the Musers talking about this morning. We were raised on Eric Heiden and Bonnie Blair, and it was kind of the coolest thing ever as a kid to see these
Beth
people.
Heiden.
And Beth Heiden.
Anton Apollo Ono?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes. It's very cool stuff. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll sit there and watch it. And so I watched one race, and there was an American who put herself in first place. Don't remember her name. And this is a side-by-side competition. And so you have, you know, someone from one country, someone from the other, and they're racing around the track 4 or 5 times.
Okay.
Don't know the exact distance. I know I'm doing it a disservice. I know it's impossible to do, and that I could not compete with these people unless I train for a few weeks. And so I will not disparage the sport because these people are badass athletes. So they start to introduce the American. And when they do, Dave, I was like, oh man, should I call Dave right now and have him watch? Because there was a very interesting fun fact concerning the American skate, the female American skater.
And what a pair this is for Brittany Bowe, the 37-year-old. She is dating U.S. hockey player Hillary Knight. They both said this will be their final Olympics together, and they're really enjoying this experience. They're both trying to leave with hardware. And here's a woman who we expect.
All right. So I was like, whoa, got some hot lesbian skaters going.
Right.
Push them together.
And I kind of sit up on the couch a little bit, you know, and ready to watch. And I guess this is one of our great gals, right? So then they introduce the next woman. And I lost all train of thought concerning the lesbian speed skater after this.
And here's a woman who we expect will leave with hardware. Femke Kok has become a sprinting sensation. She has not.
Femke Kok.
Could you use that in a sentence?
Her last name is spelled K-O-K. All right? And they flash it up there beforehand. And when they do, in my head, I'm like, there's no way. It's Coke, right? There's no way. But yes, not only is there a way, but then as they start their race, I mean, like we're doing an SNL bit, and I'm not even joking.
And Kok takes the lead, and Kok is going hard into the corner.
And I just thought of Dave and whether or not Dave could have handled this entire race.
Femke Kok has become a sprinting sensation. She has not lost in the 500 meters this year. She has won 2,000 meters. She's a rival with her Dutch teammate, Jutta Leerdam, and she may be the best pure sprinter in the world right now. It's the final Olympic 1,000 for American speed skating legend over the last decade plus, Brittany Bowe. Femke Kok chasing with the Netherlands hopes behind her. time to beat Aaron Jackson's 1:15 flat, the leading time. Cock got the mega draft there, and now she moves into the lead. At Dutch Olympic Trials, Cock won both the 500 and the 1,000. She's won 3 500-meter world championships, and she is blasting this field away. 26.5 lap.
We called early on that it would take an Olympic record to be able to win this race today. That's Olympic record pace for Femke Cock. She sometimes struggles in the last lap, but if she can hang on, she set a blistering pace.
Brittany Bowe is also ahead of Aaron Jackson's pace. Here comes Femke Cock looking to end the Dutch medal drought over the opening weekend at these Olympics. Cock to the line, just completely dominant. Olympic record of 28.62 final lap and 1:12.59 overall. Bowe moves into the silver medal spot. Three races, three Olympic records here in Milan, and that is the dominant form Femke Cock has had all year, blasting her way into the top spot.
Okay.
Blasting twice.
Okay. All right, now.
He's doing a bit.
Before you, it's the Olympics. You can't do bits. So.
Ted Emmerich did.
I would like to, not even Teddy would do this.
No.
I would like to introduce you to the play-by-play guy. Not, he's not on our phones or anything, but his name is Bill Spaulding. The guy that was doing, the analyst job was a former Olympic gold medalist, a guy named Joey Cheek. And then I guess there was another reporter on there named Lewis Johnson. But Bill Spaulding was the guy doing that. A, could you have handled that?
No. No.
Cock to the line.
Now,
Cock blasting through Olympic records.
I mean, what is he doing? Is he doing that on purpose? The blasting part.
Is anything real in this world anymore?
Is anything real in this world anymore?
And that is the dominant form Femke Cock has had all year, blasting her way into the top spot.
He's doing that on purpose, right?
Yes, he's got to be. No one is
now,
that
again,
oblivious.
I have no other piece of information concerning the way that he describes other racers. He could have been saying blasting their way around and all of that. And but I got to tell you, I have not had that much fun in 2 minutes.
What was the American girl's name?
I don't even know.
Brittany
Bowe. Brittany Bowe.
Bowe.
Yeah. Brittany Bowe.
Yeah, you could have said Brittany Bowe scissoring around the corner.
But that was, okay, so I think this woman has several other races to go to.
We need to bookmark them all.
I know.
Is this guy
the
main play-by-play
guy
for speed skating?
So every one of these sports obviously has their own particular announcer, and Bill Spaulding is the guy that calls all these speed skating. So when he was finished with this, all right, so this was obviously done earlier in the day. Because everything you see late at night is recorded because they're 5 or 6 hours ahead. So,
like Kid Rock.
Did he, when he did this, did he text his friends and say, I'm not going to tell you anything, but you guys need to watch at 10 o'clock tonight, Central Time? Was that because would you have done that to us?
Absolutely, I would have.
Like, you got to watch. I know I can get away with this because of the last name. You gotta watch.
He just texted the eggplant emoji.
Yeah. And then afterwards were his buddies texting him like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
See, this is one of the joys of the Olympics, is just looking for funny names from other countries and other cultures. And that's a good way to be the ugly American. And see, I thought I was doing okay when I found this cross country skier. And I thought, well, this will win the night and then you win.
Linz Vaughn.
From Sweden.
He's got a sports.
Linz Vaughn. And I'm like, yes! But can't hold a candle to.
No, and so that wasn't the.
Femke Cock.
Femke.
Yeah, and if.
Cock to the line!
If Femke was having a good time messing around with the color commentator, you could say that Cock was busting on Cheek.
Again, Dave, I knew you couldn't handle this, and that was the. That's why we did this. Did you?
What other scenarios can we imagine?
Yeah. Okay, and that's not even the weirdest thing that's happened in the last 24 hours. It's the funniest thing.
The Norwegian guy?
Yeah, is everybody abreast of what happened with the Norwegian biathlon gold medalist who gets up there to, right after he wins, and breaks down? Now, I have this translated. It doesn't do any good to play the actual audio because you just hear a guy speaking Norwegian crying. That's all it is. And this is what he said. Instead of talking about, okay, he finished third.
Okay.
And
so he medaled at the Olympics.
He medaled at the Olympics.
That seems good.
A Norwegian broadcaster walks up to him to congratulate him and to walk us through his performance. And he says, without missing a beat, 6 months ago, I met the love of my life, the world's most beautiful, sweetest person. And 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life and cheated on her.
Oh, no.
I'm sure many people now see me in a different light, but I only have eyes for her. I'm not quite sure what I'm trying to say by saying this now, but sport has taken a back seat in recent days. I wish I could share this with her. And again, he's bawling the whole time. He says, it was the choice I made. He had to go back and then talk to all the journalists. He goes, it was the choice I made. We make different choices during our life, and that's how we make life. So today I made a choice to tell the world what I did. So maybe there's still a chance she'll see what she really means to me, but maybe not.
So he's trying to win her back.
So he's been watching,
like, confessing to the world about his infidelity.
Well, he's been watching romantic movies, and he
thinks it's the grand gesture.
His moment on live television, if he dedicates to her, she comes running down the sidewalk and jumps into his arms. Like, this is the moment.
I mean, he met her 6 months ago.
Yeah, I know.
And then it only took him 3 months to stray.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the love of your life, bro.
Well, either way.
What's the cheating window on the love of your life?
3 months?
You're already tired of it after 3 months?
Just give me anything.
I couldn't be more in love with you.
And then he told her the week before the Olympics. So she didn't even bust him. He told her.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I heard the Olympic Village is an F-fest, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. There is the first round of Olympic talk.
All right. Well, let's set an alert for Femke Kock.
DJ, this is now your business. You have to find Femke Kock and when she races.
Great. I'm on it.